Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Ladies and gentlemen, the manager of the Philadelphia Phillies, Gabe Kapler. Hi, Gabe.
Hey, Angelo. How are you?
Gabe, I was just saying that I kind of put these questions together before, you know, before the game the night before, and then you guys win and Atlanta loses. New hope for Gabe Kapler and the Phillies this year? How are you feeling right now?
We're feeling pretty good. We're also realistic. But for the most part, we feel like one of the things we've been saying, we have a chip in the chest. It means we have an opportunity to continue to win baseball games and put ourselves in a position where these games in Atlanta are especially meaningful. That feels good.
All right, so what are you – going into Atlanta, I know I haven't already prepared these, babe, but I'm very interested. How close do you need to be to make these Atlanta games, both series, really something big for you? Another game and a couple of games? What do you feel?
I fully understand and appreciate why that's on the minds of Philadelphia fans. I don't think there is a specific number. Like I said, as long as we are in it, that's enough because we feel like we have the talent in this room, in the clubhouse, to make a good run. We make a good run, and we're playing the team that we're trying to chase down, and we're still in it. Our best brand of baseball will be enough.
All right. Gabe, Matt Klentak earlier this week in an interview said, he really has no explanation for the struggles you guys had in August and part of September. What do you have? Do you have an explanation for that tough period you went through?
My explanation is that it's a combination of many things. I don't think that we've been at our best from a starting pitching standpoint recently. I don't think we've been at our best from an offensive standpoint. I think we should pick up and throw the baseball across the diamond even better than we have. I just think that we're capable of a better brand of baseball than we've played since July 31st. That's not to say that we haven't done a lot of things well and that we haven't grown and improved, but I think all of us, each of us individually, need to look at ourselves and challenge ourselves. And so we are better than the way we perform. Now, the last three or four games, maybe five games, have been a little bit better, and there's still room for improvement.
All right, well, Gabe, the two biggest targets on the team, and I know Santana had a good night last night. Oh, the two biggest guys have been the free agents, Santana and Arrieta. And the perception in the city, shared by me, Gabe, is that they have underperformed this year. I'd like to get your thoughts on $50 million worth of investment this season. What do you think of those two players?
Well, I think that it's important to look back at 2017 in Cleveland with Carlos Santana and look back at 2017 in Chicago with Jake Arrieta. And what we signed these guys to be is similar to what we have gotten from them, which is very good production. If you look at Jake Arrieta and his strikeout rate, very similar to what it was last year in Chicago. If you look at Jake Arrieta and his walk rate, very similar to what he had last year in Chicago. Same thing for his ERA, same thing for his fielding independent pitching. This is a guy who has been a horse for us, who has taken the ball every shift day, and who has given us a chance to win. Carlos Santana, if you look back at 2017, he has more home runs. He's walked over 100 times like he did last year. You know, the one thing that you'll see that gets below his production from last year is his batting average, but he's also had quite a bit of bad luck. So all of this is to say, were these their number one seasons in their careers? No, they weren't. But were they in line with what they produced and accomplished last year in 2017? And what Matt Klentak identified when he went out and signed Carlos Santana and Jake Arrieta, yeah, they've been good baseball players.
But Gabe, when these two guys were signed, one early in free agency, one really late, I was under the impression the idea was to bring them in for some experience on a really young team. And when the key games were happening in August, they were having slumps. Don't you calculate that as part of the assessment?
I would submit to you that key games happen in April, in May and June, July, August, and September, and into October here in the playoffs. I think every game counts, and you could look at games where Carlos Santana made tremendous contributions, where Dick Arrieta put us on his back, and we rode him. So that's not to say that struggles in August don't matter. They do. Not to say that every great player doesn't want to be at his peak performance all the time. They do. All I'm saying is they have made strong contributions to this club.
Gabe, the Phillies have not had a winning record since 2011, and I know you're hunting for bigger things right now. Is it an important thing to you and the organization to finish with a winning record this year?
Absolutely. It's an important thing to me personally. I think it's an important thing to the Philadelphia Phillies, and much more importantly, what we're thinking about right now is hunting down the Atlanta Braves. What we're thinking about right now is staying in the wild card race. We would like for those last three games against the Atlanta Braves to be meaningful. So I think our goals are bigger. That doesn't mean that we don't maintain a sense of realism and that we understand where we are in the standings and what we have to accomplish to make that happen. So the way to balance that is to stay uber-focused on the game right in front of us. That's 6:05 with the Mets, kind of pacing around out here in center field right now thinking about it. And, yeah, to me, that's what we have to keep our focus on.
Gabe, this is your first full season as a major league manager. If you had to look back on it, I realize there's still some to play this year. Is there anything you would change in the way you did your job?
There are many, many things. And, you know, I'm always going to be raising the bar for our players and supporting our players. I'm also going to be raising the bar for myself. And there are many things that I look forward to doing a little bit differently next year in 2019. However, now is not the time to reflect. Right. Now is the time to get prepared for the New York Mets tonight. There's going to be plenty of time to reflect. There's going to be plenty of time to make adjustments for next season. However, the adjustments that need to be made right now are the ones that are going to make us better for tonight.
I'm with you. Now, the last question I have, Gabe, is kind of a weird one, but I do it because I do realize you were part of an iconic team in Boston in 2004. I mean, one of the greatest comebacks in the history of the game, which maybe you're going to end up doing here with the Phillies this year. Who knows, right? But here's the thing. If your team does get eliminated, will you immediately root for your old Red Sox team?
Angelo, I am a Philly, and that is all.
No more.
I don't see anything else. It's just the Philadelphia Phillies all the time.
Wow, that's something. Well, then bring it home, Gabe. We'll be watching, hopefully something, and maybe we get a miracle here. It'd be an awesome way to finish this thing. Thank you, Gabe.
Thank you, Angelo.
Gabe Kapler, Al, very positive today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.